Clan coach Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, what frustrated you most about that performance tonight?
Well, obviously it was we played for played for 20 minutes tonight, and you know, Sheffield came at us, and they give a team like that a 3-goal lead, it's tough to come back from. They you know, they were just dominant, and they outworked us. They they capitalized on everything they had, and, you know, we just we didn't get going, and you know, it was an uphill battle all night.
How frustrating is that when you've worked so hard this week to prepare for this game, and then, you know, within a few minutes the game plan seems to have been shot to hell?
Yeah, it was difficult tonight. They didn't give us a lot of time, you know, and they had three lines going, and we just you know, we didn't match them. We did not match them. They came at us, and we made them look very good, and they are a good team, but we certainly helped them there. We were standing still. We were second to pucks. We just didn't have it. You know, it's rare. It's we haven't seen this team do that for a long time. You know, we've given away leads, and we've found ways to lose, but tonight we didn't deserve to win.
I think for me watching the game was physicality played a part insofar as Steelers had plenty of it. There seemed to be a lack of it from the Clan. Would you agree with that?
They out-hit us by 5 tonight. We count hits on both sides. So, I mean, they're a physical team, but I thought we were banging bodies as well. You know, our second goal is a direct hit from Barry McKenzie, and Keither goes down. But yeah, they're a physical team. They got guys that finished ABA finishes all the time, and guys like that. But you know, I thought our guys played physical. You know, I didn't think that was a huge factor. It was just we didn't win one-on-one battles. We were second to pucks, and they executed when they had chances, and we didn't. You know, we had some chances. You know, the power play looked a lot better. It looked, you know, we had some good looks. We just couldn't put it in the back of the net. It was a bad day at the office here. We got to regroup, because we got, you know, arguably toughest game in the league going into Cardiff tomorrow, and we got to pick ourselves up here, because we can't afford pointless weekends.
Does this give you plenty of work to do going to the game tomorrow? You have a lot to analyze, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different game, obviously, in the smaller rink. You know, there's less X and O's per se, and so again, it's like 5 one-on-one battles. You play in that little rink. If you outwork your the guy across from you, you give yourself a chance to win. It's a tough game to play, a ton of stretcher, so you got to put pucks in deep, and you got to win one-on-one battles, and you got to get to the net, and it's an ugly game, and it's a good game. There's nowhere to hide. You know, nobody can hide in Cardiff in those little rinks, and if you're not willing to compete and not willing to take a check to make a play, it's obvious. Everybody can see it. So, you know, it's a good it'll be a good test, and we've played well there. You know, we played well there last year. We lost in overtime earlier this year here. So, you know, we just got to pick ourselves up. No time to feel sorry for ourselves. We got to get going here. Like, it's such a tight league here, 2 points, and tomorrow would keep us in the hunt, and we keep moving on. But, you know, right now I'm just disappointed with the effort, especially being at home.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you. That's good.